Hare Krishna. प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री गौर भक्त श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण को गोपीनाथ कुंड राधा कुंड गोवर्धन की
जय
वृंदावन धाम की
जय
जगन्नाथ धाम की
जय
गंगा मैया की
जय
यमुना मैया की
जय
भक्ति देवी की
जय
श्रीमती तुलसी भगवान की
जय
कलियुगपाल श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की
जय
पिताय गुरु प्रेमानंद
हरि हरि
बोल हरि कृष्ण संग
हरे
कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण 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 श्री गुरु श्री ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम ज्ञानति निरन्तस्य
ओम ज्ञानति निरन्तस्य
ष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले
कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले
श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त
श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त
स्वामीति नामिने
स्वामीति नामिने
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे
गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे
गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे
विशेष शून्यवादी
विशेष शून्यवादी
पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे
पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य
प्रभु नित्यानंद
प्रभु नित्यानंद
अद्वैत गदाधर
अद्वैत गदाधर
वासादि गौर भक्तवृंद
श्रीवासादि गौर
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम
हरे राम हरे राम
राम राम हरे हरे
राम राम हरे हरे
ఇక్కడికి తిరిగిస్తూ
హరే కృష్ణ
స్వల్ప వాల్యూమ్ జాస్తి మాట ఎదురు కదా నోడు ఎరడం జాస్తి మాట హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ అదర్ 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 హరే కృష్ణ హరే
హరే కృష్ణ
श्लोक क्रमांक नेमका आहे आज all these literatures. To hear and explain them is more important than reading them. One can assimilate the knowledge of the revealed scriptures only by hearing and explaining. Hearing is called Shravana and explaining is called Kirtana. The two processes of Shravana and Kirtana are primary importance in progressive spiritual life. Only who has properly grasped the transcendental knowledge from right source by submissive hearing can properly explain the subject. Hare Krishna. So, in the month of June, I think we went to Yatra. Which Yatra is that?
Jagannathpuri.
Mahakoteshwar, nearby, it is around 100 kilometers. So that time, how many devotees of us we went there?
60 or 80
people had come. You know that. Some of you are not there. But then I had booked a big long bus, it was full. And everybody was up by 7 o'clock. What time we get? What was the time we left?
Around
7 o'clock.
Around
7:30. We told 7 o'clock. The people came at least at 7:30. And how many people came?
60
people. And if you tell tomorrow, Sunday, that we are going for Yatra, some other place, huh? Take any name. And you have to pay this much rupees, and you have to be there for 2 days, and you have to be on time 6 o'clock. Otherwise, bus will leave. How many people will come? All will come. Why? Why is it like that?
Bus will leave.
Yeah, bus will leave, but my question is here this morning we were chanting. I felt very happy because there were about how many? Including Girish Prabhu. 7-8 people. So it's a nice thing to see in the morning that devotees are coming and sitting and hearing and chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. So people are interested in seeing places. They want to go on Tirtha Yatra. But you know Madhvacharya, what he said? You know Madhvacharya, who is Madhvacharya? Madhvacharya is a great Acharya who lived very nearby in Udupi. And who is our Sampradaya Acharya? Madhva Gaudiya Parampara. Hana. Brahma, and then Madhvacharya, and Gaudiya, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to say that by visiting holy places you cannot achieve self-realization. Arthat, atma-sakshatkar nahi hoga by visiting the holy places. But he said by sitting in one place and reading the scriptures and hearing and discussing, by doing that you will realize the Supreme Lord. That is what great Acharya has said. So then the question arises, then we should not go for Yatra or what? Because every time we go for Yatra, we go in big numbers, people come. So as soon as you tell anything about Yatra, people will become very much alert, okay, I want to go, I want to go, I want to go. Even old ladies, we never saw them in our congregation program. Some ladies came, some children came, some old people came. Even in Vrindavan Yatra there were about 50 people. And this Yatra more than 65 or whatever. So many people came. So the tendency in Kali Yuga is to look, okay, where is God, where is God, where is God? Oh, this God I have seen. This is, who is it? Radha Madhava. And who is this person?
Nothing.
I have seen them. So I want to see different God. Of course, Vishnu only. you want to go to different place and see the God. But what can you see by looking at him? What can you understand by looking at him? I cannot understand a person by looking at him, isn't it? But when he speaks, then what happens? We will understand what kind of person is he. So therefore in Hindi there is a kahavat. Yeah, what is that? जब मूर्ख जब तक नहीं बोलता है तब तक वो कैसा नजर आता है? बहुत बड़ा पंडित की जैसे नजर आता है. मतलब a fool may dress very nicely, but when he opens his mouth, you understand, no, he is not a learned person, or he is not an intelligent person. As soon as he opens his mouth, isn't it? Initially, you may for example, we go for interviews, isn't it? Everybody goes interview for an interview with very nicely dressed way, isn't it? Properly dressed and everything. So that time we cannot go late, we go by time. And we sit in front of the interviewer. And interviewer will not give a job based on how we have dressed. But what is there inside the heart or inside the mind? How much knowledge there is, it not? But okay, anyway he will give the job only based on what? The knowledge what I have. So therefore I will not dress I will not dress properly. Because I have read all the books, I have bahated, I know all the formulas, I know everything, theory, practical. So therefore I will go and sit and I will answer any question. So saying like that, can we go just as soon as we get up and we just walk to the interview? We take bath. We dress properly. And then we go. So that means what? Both are required. Is it not? We have to dress properly, but at the same time, we should have the knowledge. But the job is only given based on the
knowledge.
But if you go only with the knowledge, if you are not dressed properly, then what happens? Still you will not get the job. You cannot claim that no, I have all the knowledge, so why don't you just give me a job, whether however I dress? No, that is also important. So similarly, Supreme Lord is a person. We cannot look at him and understand him. Just like a person, I will not give him a job, or I will not worship him as a somebody worshipable, unless I know about him, unless he speaks about something. Is it not? Similarly, visiting holy places is certainly very good. We also visit holy places. We should go to Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri and all other holy places. But we should know that we will realize the Supreme Lord not visiting the holy places. We will realize the Supreme Lord by sitting and discussing about the Supreme Lord. Therefore Lord Vishnu says to Narad Muni, Monday I was quoting, Yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada naham tishthami vaikunthe yogi namati hrudayeshuva. That means very clearly he has said, naham tishthami vaikunthe. I am not situated in Vaikuntha, isn't it? And that means what? The place Vaikuntha is a place where Lord is residing. That is the Vaikuntha planets, all these planets. Vaikuntha, Lord Narayana, Lord Vishnu is residing. But Lord is very clearly saying, I am not situated in Vaikuntha. So what does it mean? So it's a contradiction of Vaikuntha. It's a virodhabhasa. We go to Vaikuntha because Lord is there. And here the Lord is saying, I am not situated in Vaikuntha. Then what should we do? Yogi namaka hrudayeshuva. Usually meditation, yogis they sit and they meditate on the Vishnu form in the heart, Paramatma. The second chapter is mentioned, second canto. So then Lord Vishnu is telling Narada Muni, where I am not there. Where I am not there, I am not in Subhash Road. am not in Tikaroor. Where I am right now? I am in Hare Krishna Prasad. This is how you say. Where are you? I'm not on Subhas Road. I'm not in Tikaroor. Where am I? I'm in Hare Krishna Prasad. Similarly, Lord is first telling where he is not. He is not in Vaikuntha, he is not in heart of yogis. Otherwise people think that Lord is in Vaikuntha. Lord is in the heart of the yogis. But clearly Lord Vishnu says, I am not there. Now he is saying where he is there. Abhi kidhar hai wo to batao. Wo kidhar hai? Yatra gayanti mad bhakta. Wherever my devotees are glorifying me. Gayanti means gayana. The heart of the speaker. They are singing about the glories of Varnani. Wherever my devotees are coming together and discussing about me or chanting my holy names, Tatra Tishtha Vinada. There I am situated. Very clearly mentioned. but even after coming to devotional service, we believe in seeing, not in hearing. That is proved in case of yatras, is it not? Yatra means, of course there is Krishna Katha, no doubt. Of course there is a Kirtan, there is long Kirtan, long Krishna Katha. Of course there is Prasada. But same thing happens here also. Is it not? Every Sunday it happens. Then why people did not come? Or why Bhagavatam class is not well attended? Because even after coming to devotional service, we think or we believe that I know what happens there. So this kind of mentality comes, which is not very healthy. But in any case, we need not be very morose or very unhappy. What I am trying to say is that right now we are sitting and discussing about Supreme Lord. This is where we can find the Supreme Lord, exactly speaking. Not in visiting the holy places. Because when we visit the holy place, what happens at most, we'll see the deity and we'll come back. But the acharyas have very clearly said, and here the Prabhupada is very, one brilliant shloka, sixth shloka. I don't know whether Shankari Prabhu spoke about this one aspect. He must have spoken, but still I'll repeat. One can assimilate the knowledge of revealed scriptures only by hearing and explaining. Hearing is called Shravana and explaining is called Kirtana. The two processes of Shravana and Kirtana are of primary importance to progressive spiritual life. The two processes of Shravana and Kirtan are of very primary importance to progressive spiritual life. That means what? Spiritual life means Shravanama and Kirtana. Sri, there are nine processes of devotion, there are nine ways of serving Krishna. And in all of them, we never see Darshanam, Deva Darshanam. Sharanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. There is nothing called as Darshanam. It is only called Sharanam, Kirtanam. Kirtanam, Atva, Gunadana, Atva, Japa, Atva, Bhagavatam class. Sharanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Iske bare mein Vishnu. That is very clear. That is very important. Vishnu Smaranam. Smaranam means after going home, you may think, okay, what we discussed in Bhagavatam class, so we discussed about visiting holy places, we discussed about other things, whatever we discussed now. Isn't it? So just by remembering that, okay, what happened? Okay, Sunday we discussed about Lord Shiva's glories. What are the qualities of Lord Shiva? And what are the services of Lord Shiva. If you remember that is also Smarana. That is called Smarana and that is one kind of devotional service. Krishna Smarana. Archanam. Archanam means what? Worshipping the deity. So it is never Darshanam, it is called Archanam. Archanam, of course, when you do Archana or Seva Puja, you certainly look at the Lord. Then you cannot close your eyes and do arati, or you cannot do close your eyes and dress the deity. You look at the deity and dress the deity. But still it is called as, never called as darshanam. It is called as what? Archanam. That means seva hai gala. Aam bhavan ko uthana, bhavan ko nehlana, unke liye bhog banana, aur naivedya dena, aur shringar dena, baad mein arati karna. Pranam karma. So this is called as archanam. Archanam vandanam. Vandanam means prayers. Okay, my dear Lord, please save me, please protect me. I am so fallen. All of these prayers. So that is prayer. Archanam vandanam dasyam. Dasyam means becoming the servant of the Lord. Okay, whatever is needed for the service of the Lord, I will do that. Okay, now Janmashtami is coming. I have to do so many services, I have to collect Lakshmi, I have to do so many arrangements, I have to cook, I have to bring the deities. That is called as Dasyam. Sakhyam. Sakhyam and Atmani Vedana. These are very difficult. Other things we can do, but we can do that also. What is, you know, what is Sakhyam means? Today we will discuss about that. Now we are coming to the point. Sakhyam means Sakha. Sakha means friend. So how can we become Krishna's friend? So we are here in this material world. Krishna is there. Friend means what? We usually put our arm around his, sorry, we put our arm around his neck or his shoulder. Isn't it? Friends hang irtara? Vande Vaishnava irtara? Amele oppige kutkondu maatadtara, oppige oota maadtara. Amele friendship irtada, gelatana irtada. So Gaitana yarigide? Arjunan gide. Arjuna Krishna gediya. And Sridama, Sudama, Madhu Mangala, Stoka Krishna, Ujjwala, ityadi. So yes, all these, you know, cowherd boys are the
friends of
Lord Krishna. But how can we become friend of Lord Krishna? That is explained in Bhadra Samarsana or Nectar of Devotion. Where Rupa Goswami speaks about how one can become friend of Krishna. How can one become friend of Krishna? Is by speaking about Krishna. And so friend in need is friend indeed, isn't it? So whatever Krishna's desire, that we have to fulfill. By doing that we will become friend of Krishna. So how I am a friend of somebody? I am a friend of somebody when I please him, understanding what his desire is, understanding what his needs are, understanding what he wants. Okay, if the friend wants some help from me, I'll do that. So what Krishna wants, what kind of help Krishna wants in this world? So it is very important to know what Krishna wants from all of us. He wants us to become his devotees, isn't it? So what a businessman wants, then business he wants, second. By doing business, the profit will come. So whoever helps in the business of a businessman, will he not become his friend? He'll certainly become a friend of somebody who is a businessman. Isn't it? So Krishna, what is Krishna's business? That he wants to make everybody devotee. And who will make, Krishna will never come tomorrow and he will never speak Bhagavatam directly. Ajao, Krishna mai Bhagavatam class mein deta. How nice it will be if Krishna comes and gives Bhagavatam class. But he can do that also, but he has given us a chance to do that on his behalf. So what Krishna does is, he gives us a chance to become his representatives or become his agents. And by becoming his agents or his representative, we can canvass about Lord Krishna. Is it not? Canvassing, you understand? Just like there is a big politician, he wants to win the election. So he has so many his people. And they canvass him. Oh, he give vote to him only. Give vote to him only because he is nice person. So similarly, a preacher is somebody, or a pracharaka, or a devotee is somebody who always speaks about Krishna. Okay, become devotee of Krishna. Become his servant. What is the prospect of becoming Krishna's servant? You go to the spiritual world. All your problems will be solved. And your human form will be, it will be fulfilled. The mission of human form will be fulfilled. That is how we canvass about Krishna. When we do that, we become friend of Krishna. Because that is what Krishna's want is. That's what Lord Chaitanya said. Bharata bhumita vaila manushya janma jat janm sarthaka kare kara para upakara. Yara deka tarakaha Krishna upadesha. Amara agnya is not a request, it's an agnya. It's an order. Amara agnya guru hoy. Become guru. How? By speaking about Krishna's teachings to others. Amara agnya guru hoy. Tara idesh. What he has to do? He should speak about Krishna. Jara deka tarakaha. Jisko bhi aap dekhenge, whomever you see, you should speak about Taraka Krishna Upadesh, Krishna ka Upadesh, Bhagavad Gita Bhagavad. And by doing so, you can become Guru. And by doing so, you can deliver the whole world, you can make the whole world devotees of Krishna. And when we do this, we become servant of, we become friend of Krishna. See? That is, therefore, a preacher is very dear to the Lord. Why? Because he is a very confidential agent of the Lord. In Purandar Das, one of his bhajan, he very nicely he says, "Are unless I speak about your glories, how can anybody become devotee of yourself? Because we are there, Hari Dasas," he says. "We are servant of Hari, and we are, when we glorify you, then only people will understand. Otherwise, how can they understand? By reading scriptures, you cannot understand." So therefore, here Prabhupada says, to hear and explain is more important than reading the scriptures. See, right here it is. Other scriptures are there. We cannot bring them and become pure devotee. Of course, we should do that also. And tomorrow you don't ask me, "Prabhuji, aapne to bola Bhagavatam class mein don't read, so I will not read." No. After hearing, you should read that also. But what is more important is to first come for the classes and hear and explain. So for me, what should I do? I can sit and read Bhagavatam continuously. Of course, that will give some purification. But I should explain, and you people should hear. By doing so, now we are coming together. Again, नहीं तो आप अपने घर में, मैं सेंटर. So Krishna will be pleased. Okay, there are so many people. They are coming. They are hearing, and he is explaining. So by looking at this, Krishna becomes very happy, because that is the mission of Krishna, to spread his own glories. So therefore, by hearing and explaining, one, the knowledge will be assimilated. Assimilated means it will be digested. So it is very easy to eat, but it is not very easy to digest. Unless you digest the food, whatever we may eat, so that is not of much use. So therefore, digestion is very important. So similarly, spiritual knowledge is also very condensed, like a condensed milk. So we have to digest it. Usually what happens, we eat so many food, but hardly something is assimilated into our system. Therefore, even after eating nice food or prasad, we are not very healthy. We are not healthy because the assimilation is not there. Why there is not assimilation? There is not fire of digestion, or there may be some worms in the stomach. Because whatever we are eating, who are eating? The worms are eating. Janta. So you have to take them out. So therefore, once some devotees came to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, and they asked, "Are, we see so many devotees in Gaudiya Math, there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. But we don't see that they are very spiritually advanced. They are chanting Hare Krishna, they are worshipping Krishna, but we don't see them they are advanced. They are not advanced in bhakti. Advanced means, advancement in bhakti means is very elevated soul. Although he is worshipping Krishna, he is reading Bhagavatam, he is chanting the holy name. Why he is not advanced in bhakti? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave a very nice answer. He said, oh, they are chanting Hare Krishna, they are doing everything. But what can they do? There are so many anarthas in the heart. There are so many worms in the stomach. Although they are eating nice prasadam, but nothing is digested. Everything comes out as it is. Similarly, when we hear Krishna Katha, we chant the holy names, we worship the Lord. We don't see we are advancing much. What is the reason? He said there are so many worms in the stomach. The worms are attachments. Are anarthas. Kaam kroda lobha moha madamasa. And so many other misidentification, I am this, I am that. So because of that, we are not able to digest. Otherwise, when we sit and chant, when we hear Bhagavatam, it should give us maximum benefit. Maximum benefit. So therefore, assimilation of knowledge will only take place when we do hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. And Prabhupada very clearly says that hearing and chanting is more important than reading. So therefore, we should come to. So therefore, you can read Bhagavatam, but on the same verse somebody speaks about Bhagavatam, isn't it? Some lecture is given. So you like that very much, the lecture one, because the speaker, he reads and he speaks from his realization. So there is Prabhupada who has given his realizations in the form of purports, and a speaker also gives his realizations, his own understanding, may not be realizations, his understanding. And by when we hear that, so that will give a real boost into our spiritual life. Boost means what? Extra energy, force. So therefore, this is very important. And certainly, don't think that we should not go to visiting the holy places, yatra. We should certainly. But more important than yatra is hearing. Okay, when we go to yatra, what we do?
Same thing
we do. So therefore, if same thing is done in yatra, so then in yatra we have to, of course there is only 1 or 2 hours of class, but we have to travel, and we have to spend money for that, and we have to come back, and after we come back, there are so many health problems because of this, that, so many other things. And then there is 1 or 2 days of leave we have to put on our, take from our job or any service. And then still people prefer that. Is it not? So that is not a very intelligent proposal. So same thing is done here also. Let us say Sunday program. Sunday program is a common program for everybody. If you come and sit and hear Bhagavatam, that is as good as going to holy place, because Lord Vishnu personally says that Anaham Tishtam Vekunte. But because Lord Chaitanya has given us this process of devotional service, not only there are varieties of things to do. To approach Dharwad, there are not only one road. Okay. Agar Eki road hai, and that is block, that means my shekel block ho jai. There is a bus, there is train, isn't it? And when you come by bus, there are so many roads to approach Dharwad. There is one main road, highway. And if something happens there, then the traffic is diverted to some other road. At least somehow or other you can come to Dharma. Similarly, to approach Krishna there are many ways. Hearing and chanting is very important. but also worshipping the deity, visiting the holy places, and all other things. Vandanam, offering praise to Krishna. But what is very important is hearing and chanting. That is like highway. Highway is a better way to approach any city than a normal road. A normal road may not be a very smooth road. It may not be very nice road. There may not be any hotel or anything to buy, isn't it? Highway, you will find everything. Even if you are hungry, you can go and take some fruits or whatever you can. And there is water available, and there is petrol available, because it's highway. So we cannot prefer other roads to come to Dharam. We should prefer which road? Highway. So hearing and chanting is like a highway to approach the Supreme Lord. So other roads are there, just like Madhva and other sampradaya. They mainly worship deities. Their sadhana is to worship deities. So, and see how nowadays people have no attraction for deity worship. Because to deity worship, first you have to get up and take bath and become purified and worship and so on. So there are so many brahmanas here in Dharavad, and they may be worshipping deities, but you look at their children. The next generation, all the deity worship will be finished. Coming generation. Is it not? Presently, you may be worshipping deities and you may be doing all this muddy, don't come here, and we will not eat anywhere except in our own home. Okay, that is okay. But what about your children? Are you teaching the same thing? Your children are going everywhere, anywhere, they are working, they are studying. And now, who will sit, get up in the early morning and worship the deity? You did it because at your time there was no such kind of culture. But look at your children. They are watching television, they are doing everything. And how can you expect that they will do the same kind of deity worship? They cannot. They will not. That means what this deity worship they are doing may not continue for a very long time. So, but they are going to school and college. What they do in school and college? They sit and
hear.
And then they read. So, what we are doing in ISKCON is very familiar and very friendly to everybody. Because now everybody wants to become educated. I think. Saksharata Andorra. Everybody wants to read and write. It is an offense if a child is not going to the school, and if it is an offense if the children are not sending him to school. Yeah, they should go to school, no doubt. But in the school and college they sit and read and they hear. Bhakti means what? Bhakti means not necessarily worshipping the deity. Yes, it is worshipping the deity also, but how many are qualified to do that? How many have time to do that? So therefore, Lord Chaitanya has made bhakti very simple in Kali Yuga. That is, sit and hear about Krishna. Just like a lecture. Children, they sit six classes or eight classes in a day. That means 6 hours of continuous hearing. Morning, science, then mathematics, then social studies, then afternoon maybe Kannada, English, Hindi, then Marathi, then so many other subjects. Is it not? So many subjects they are sitting and hearing. So they are not worshipping anybody there. They are gaining the knowledge by hearing. So therefore bhakti is very easily performed by simply sitting and hearing. Bhakti is so simple. It is simply sitting and therefore you might have seen, I always carry this. What is this? This is an iPod which contains so many lectures. So I may be taking bath or I may be doing some other service, I may be sweeping the floor or what. So always keep hearing. But that does not mean that I shall not, anyway, I am hearing lecture in my iPod. So therefore I will not go to Bhagavatam class or Bhagavatam Sunday class. That is not necessary. Because when we sit for a Sunday program, At least there are 20, 30 or 40 or 100 people, whatever. So all are coming for only one purpose. What is the purpose? Krishna Katha. So therefore, their spiritual, their vibrations will help you. Because they are coming only for one purpose, to worship Krishna, hear about Krishna. So their mental energy will help you. That is, it affects on a very subtle level. Sukshma riti olagadu enaagutada samaya aagutada. So it's not a grass. That's why electricity is not grass. Now I am speaking here, now it is broadcasted there. There is no connection. Where is the connection? It is not a grass connection. कोई पहले क्या होता था?
Cord.
Cord wire. अभी कोई wire नहीं. Without wire it is happening. But still there is a connection between this and that. So you cannot see everything by your eye. Okay, where is this? Show me. Where is it go? Mental energy you are speaking about. Now I will ask you the same question. Show me the wire between this and that. There is a connection, but it is not physical. It is very subtle. Similarly, when we come and sit and hear Bhagavatam in the morning, in the afternoon, so there is a spiritual mental vibrations emitted by everybody. And when we sit in that association and when we hear, then what happens? Our vehicle runs very fast on the highway of bhakti. So therefore, Prabhupada has made this a rule in ISKCON that every day morning after Guru Puja, in go to any ISKCON temple, what we see? Bhagavatam class. So you go to any other temple, there is no such example, there is no such facility. People come and they have big ghanti or bell, and they ring the bell, go to the Lord, they look at the Lord. Very good, they should do that. They take charanamruti, drink, and then they do pradakshina. Then they sit. What they discuss? Everything else except God. They will discuss their home, they will discuss politics, they will discuss cinema, they will discuss their office problems, home problems, everything right in that temple. But they are looking at God, doing prayer, but there is no facility for hearing and chanting. So therefore, it is to the credit of Srila Prabhupada and all our acharyas, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and others, who gave us this process of devotional service. People directly go to Archanam. Going and seeing the deity is what? Archanam. Actually, same thing happened. Once Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was giving a lecture, Bhagavata class, right, like this in the morning. And one person came. And he came and he directly went to the deity of Radha Krishna. And he looked at Radha Krishna. And then he came and sat for Bhagavata class. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked a question to this person. He said, "Oh, acha, aapka eye massage ho gaya tha, eye massage. Eye means what? Aankhon ka massage ho gaya." Matlab, what he meant was, what he wanted to say is that, "Oh, you went and saw Radha Krishna deity. Did you understand who they are, how they are?" It is not by looking at the deity you will understand the deity, but it is by hearing from a devotee you will understand about the deity. So therefore, deity for a person like us who have premanjana churita bhakti vilochena santasadagarbeshu vilokenti yam shama sundara machinta gunasarupa govinda madhipurusham tamahamudyami. Who can understand Govinda or Krishna? Premanjana churita. Prem ka anjan lagana chahiye. Prem is bhakti. Who has pure devotion to Krishna, when he looks at the deity, he will never say his deity aaj aisa kya hai, because this is Krishna. We see Krishna, but we never hear flute play. Hum koi bhi mandir mein jate hain, hum kya dekhte hain? Radha Krishna ka vigrah dekhte hain. Lekin kya hum flute sunte hain? Kyon nahi sunte? Unke haath mein flute rakha hai. Idhar Radha Madhav ke haath mein flute hai. और नरसिंह देव का मूर्ति देख रहे, वो क्या कर रहे? What is it doing? क्रोध मतलब क्रोधित मतलब कर क्या रहे हो? गर्जन कर रहे हो. He is roaring, he is a lion. तो वो रोर हमको सुनाई नहीं देता. देखिए हालांकि we are looking at the Lord. That means what? Our looking at the Lord is superficial. If you really look at the Lord, of course I am also in the same category. If I look at the Lord, either I have to, when I look at Narasimha, I should hear that he is actually tearing apart Hiranyakashipu and he is also roaring like that. He is a lion. He is a Narasimha. That means there should be a shrill matlab gharjan. मतलब हमारा कान का पर्दा फटना चाहिए. ऐसा हुआ था जब वो आए थे. Or else when Lord Krishna plays his flute, your heart should melt. Neither our heart is melting, nor our कान के पर्दे फट रहे. So that means what? Our looking at the deity is not very deep. Doesn't mean that we don't look at the deity. So when we look at the deity, we should hear the flute of Krishna. If you are not hearing the flute of Krishna, then actually you are not seeing the deity. So therefore Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, looking at the deity is not simply looking from your eyes. That anybody can do. So therefore he gave the example. Who is nearer to God? You or ant? I know ants. And they crawl on the body of the Lord. They go in the eyes of the Lord. They go in the head of the Lord. They go sometimes at the lotus feet of the Lord. But what are they doing? Are they doing any good to the Lord? They are crawling on the body of the Lord. They are eating. Maybe they are also passing stool on the body of the Lord. Wherever that small ant or this, they do there only. So now there are so many ants in the हार और गार्लैंड ऑफ द लॉर्ड. हर गार्लैंड में कभी ना कभी आपको आ जाता है. बट इट इज नॉट हाउ क्लोज यू आर टू गॉड. वी मे बी वेरी क्लोज टू कृष्णा फिजिकली जस्ट लाइक अ नैंट. बट हाउ आई एम सर्विंग कृष्णा? आई एम सर्विंग कृष्णा और आई एम ट्रेवलिंग कृष्णा. हाँ गरुड़देव, यू नो गरुड़देव स्टैंडिंग एटलीस्ट यू नो 100 feet और 20 feet और 50 feet from Lord Vishnu. But Lord is pleased to see whom? Garudadeva, who is standing actually outside the temple right on the hot sun. Whereas this, you know, this ant is crawling on the body of the Lord. But Lord is not looking at that ant. He is looking at whom? Garuda. Why? Because Garuda is a devotee. He is such a devotee, whatever you tell him, he will do it. He will never say why. He will never say how. He will say, yes, you tell me, I will do it. So therefore, when we take darshan, we should take darshan also standing near Garuda Stambha. That's what Lord Chaitanya should. Lord Chaitanya, first time he went to Lord Jagannath in ecstasy and he fell in front of Lord. And after that he said, I will never go in front of Lord. So he always should. He lived 18 years in Jagannath. 18 years. Only once he went right in front of the Lord. But all 18 years he used to take 3 darshans. Har din mein 3 baar jaate the. Subah, shaam, dupar. And every darshan he took where? Standing near Garuda. Why? Why? Because Lord always looks at Garuda. And if I am standing near Garuda, he will also look at me and he will also give some blessings, mercy upon me. That is the mood of a devotee. So therefore, we may be very close to Krishna physically, just like a pujari. Pujari is very close to Krishna in one sense. But if he is not doing the work of Krishna, then he is not very dear to Krishna. A devotee may be coming far off places. If he has devotion, Krishna will be more happy to show mercy upon him. And the time is up. I will conclude. I will end the class. And So in this shloka being learned Vedantist or Sutta Goswami, you are acquainted with knowledge of Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. And here so one should the sages of Naimisharanya, they have given a seat to Sutta Goswami. That means what? A devotee should come and ask, oh please give Bhagavad to us. You understood what I meant? That means what? Children should go to the teacher and tell them, okay, give us, please give, please give
class.
Please give class because we have to learn. But anyway, at least when there is SMS, you should come and you are coming, I am very happy. But at the same time, they are asking him to give Bhagavad Gita. Only then he is giving Bhagavad Gita. That means what? That means only when you are told, then you should give Bhagavatam class. Or Sunday feast class, or any class. So that means prachar is not that, okay, now I am ready, so I will give class. Chalo, aaja aap log sab. Or I want to give class. That is my nature. You should give me some mercy, you should give me some concession. That is not the way. Here, Sutta Goswami is not coming. चलो आप लोग इधर बैठे हैं क्या सो रहे हैं चलो भागवत में सुनाता हूँ बिकॉज दे आर हंग्री दे आर आस्किंग दे आर हंग्री फॉर नॉलेज ऑफ कृष्णा सो देयरफॉर दे आर गोइंग एंड आस्किंग सुत गोस्वामी माय डियर लॉर्ड माय डियर सुत गोस्वामी प्लीज एनलाइटन अस सो ओनली व्हेन सच अदरवाइज व्हेन इफ यू आर नॉट हंग्री देन इवन इफ आई गिव यू रबड़ी पूरी और वॉट एवर still you will not enjoy it. Isn't it? Therefore, and when, if I am really hungry, I will eat anything and everything. Isn't it? So therefore, Pracharaka, so that is an, one who is a preacher, his qualification is explained in this. He should be well versed in the scriptures. Or at least the essence of all the scriptures is to bhakti to Supreme God. That is the essence of all the scriptures. And you should cultivate devotion first himself. And only when he is asked to speak, then he should speak. Because giving class or giving lecture is not a matter of dignity or an honor or a prestige. It is a matter of service. Is it not? So I will never do, let us say you are going to some ISKCON temple. All of you have gone to ISKCON temple. So you have never done any deity worship there. Why? Radha Krishna ko aapne kabhi seva nahi kiya. Kyun? Qualified nahi hai, wo baat alag hai. Lekin aapko kya nahi kiya woh logon ne? Bola nahi. So isliye aapne nahi kiya. Or else you have gone to Radha Krishna temple, you have never sat on the Vyasasana. Why? Nahi bola ye. Or humko qualification nahi hoga. Or you may have gone to ISKCON temple or any other temple. You may not have washed the pots of the deities. Deities ka pots hota hai. Matlab Bhagwan ka bartan jo hota hai. Bhagwan ko bhog banane ka alag bartan hota hai. Bhaktan ke liye alag hota hai. भगवान का बर्तन आपने नहीं धोया कारण क्या है
बोला
नहीं गया सो ओनली व्हेन वी आर टोल्ड टू डू समथिंग वी डू आर यू मे नॉट हैव कलेक्टेड फंड्स फॉर तिरुपति टेम्पल तिरुपति बालाजी के लिए हमने ज्यादा ज्यादा क्या किया होगा हुंडी में पैसा डाला होगा अभी हमने तिरुपति बालाजी के लिए फंड कलेक्शन करेंगे कभी आपने किया मैंने भी नहीं किया क्यों हमको किसी ने बोला भी नहीं और हमने सोचा है सी ऑल दीस थिंग्स आर व्हाट वी विल सर्टेनली डू फॉर डू सम फंड कलेक्शन फॉर बाबाजी और एनी अदर टेंपल इफ दे आस्क Just like our Prabhuji brought on receipt book for Vittal, Vittal temple, wonderful. Yeah, bridge, there, not bridge, but they are constructing. Because they asked him, so therefore he brought. Isn't it? So similarly, giving class is not a matter of because I want to give. We don't want to hear. Therefore there is no question of giving class. Only when we are told to give class, we should give class. And I will tell you the very interesting thing. One who is qualified, he will never come in the front and say, I will give class. He will always sit in the back. No, I don't want to. And one who is not qualified is the first person to come and tell you, I will give the class. Please give me a chance. Anybody who comes and tells you that I want to give class, you should understand that he is not qualified to give class. Because here Suta Goswami, he is showing the example. He is not coming and catching hold of the ears of all these 60,000 sages and telling them, अरे आप लोग क्या कर रहे हो सुबह से शाम नींद ले रहे हो, आ जाओ मैं आपको भागवतम सुनाता हूँ आज, बिकॉज आई नो ऑल दिस थिंग्स भागवतम, बिकॉज आई अटेंडेड भागवतम ओरिजिनल क्लास विथ सुखदेव गोस्वामी एंड आई वॉज सिटिंग विथ परीक्षित महाराज एंड ऑल अदर सेजेस, सो देयरफॉर आई विल गिव क्लास. ही विल नेवर से दैट, ही नेवर सेड दैट. सुख गोस्वामी, Suta Goswami is quietly sitting and these sages are approaching him. Understand that this person, he was in the Bhagavatam class when Sukadeva Goswami spoke. So therefore he must have heard from Sukadeva Goswami, who is the original Bhagavatam kar, he is the original speaker of Bhagavatam. So therefore let us hear from him. See the natural humility of a devotee. See, the sages of Naivisharanya, they are so humble, they are approaching and with folded hands and asking, please give class, because you have accepted initiation and diksha from Sukadeva Goswami. Because when you hear from a spiritual master, you become initiated. Okay. And then, of course, if there is what to speak of, if there is a formal initiation. And then, they are also very humble. He is also very humble. He is not saying, all of a sudden, no. You know what I have heard from Sukadeva Goswami, so therefore you should give me a chance. Although he has heard from Sukadeva Goswami, but still he is so humble. He never said that I will give class. He always kept quiet. But only when he was asked to give class, therefore he gave. Well, but when he gave class, all the 60,000 people became pure devotees of Krishna. Why? Because of humility. Humility is the hallmark of a Vaishnava. The number one quality of Vaishnava is what? Is humble. He will never do the other thing. He will never say that I will do this or that. I have to do this because I know this. We are not interested. Only when there is an order, because when there is an order, then there is a potency. Only when there is an order, there is a potency. If there is no order from the superiors, there is no potency in hearing such classes. And even if you hear from a person who is like that, you will never be enlightened. That means you will never become a devotee of Krishna by hearing such classes. It's only a show. It is only a show. So therefore, it is not Guru Parampara. Bhaktivinoda Thakur never said to Gaur Kishore Das, you should hear from me because I am very qualified. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji never said Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, you should hear from me. Although he was Herbert, he didn't even know how to read and write. Gaur Kishore Das. But he became the spiritual master of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who was walking encyclopedia. Walking encyclopedia means what? He knew Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the scriptures by heart. You ask anything from anywhere. Prabhuji yesterday asked me, "Arey, what is this? Nirna chintin tamam yajana paripasita. Desha nitya bhiyuktana yogakshemoha." He asked me, "Where is that shloka?" I said, "I will look and see. I cannot directly tell." Then I found out it is 9.22. But when he was at age of 7, he knew Bhagavad Gita by heart. 7 saal ke bachcha. Sochu, 7 saal ka bachcha. Even guess varsha? 6 varsha. He dug up Paripurna Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita by heart. Not only, just like I am giving lecture, you could give commentaries, lectures at the age of 7. What is Bhakti? What is speak of after he became an elderly person? And he never said that, "No, you become my disciple." No, it was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati going and approaching, "Please, please, please give me initiation. Please give me diksha." And he was not creating problem here and there. "Arey, inhone mere ko diksha ke liye roka hai." Unhone diksha ke liye roka hai. Nahin, kisi ne kuch roka nahi. Aap qualified nahi ho. And after that, he never caught hold of Prabhupada. "You have to become my disciple." Prabhupada approached him. Of course, he gave him an order that you are an intelligent man. You should spread the message of Lord Chaitanya all over the world. But he never forced him. He only told once. And after that, 11 years later, he approached him and he said, "Please give me diksha." That is, after he approached, then he was given diksha. So it is a parampara of humble, sincere Ashatas. In such a parampara, of course, Sudha Goswami is also there in our parampara. He is our parampara acharya. Okay. So in such parampara, how can a person come and say that, "No, I want to give lecture"? How can you say? Is it not impudent? Is it not a very ruffian kind of attitude? And what benefit anybody will get after hearing such words? There is no benefit of hearing from such a person. So therefore, you should also know where you are hearing from whom you are hearing. If you are hearing from a person who is proud and puffed up and this and that, your bhakti will ruin. You are not even performing bhakti. Don't go and catch hold of anybody's lotus feet. Understand who is he, what is his character, what kind of person is he? Is he following the scriptures? Is he humble? Is he following the authorities? These are that. Otherwise, it is only on a sentimental platform. It's a sentimental platform. Okay. Because he's been giving lectures in so many years, so therefore I sit here. But what is his character? What is his credibility? What is his? So therefore, when we hear scripture, we easily understand Krishna Sunnati. What is that? There is a qualification of a person one wants to hear. Also, there is a qualification of somebody who is giving speech. There is a qualification for both. Unless each one is qualified, both are qualified. In such discussion, Krishna will never manifest. Krishna will manifest in such a discussion when there is a potent speaker and a humble listener. Listener should be humble, tad vriddhi pranipate. And speaker should be potent, means potent with knowledge, potent with mercy of his spiritual master. And the entire simplex actually. So the father should be potent and mother should be fertile. Only then there is a child birth. If there is mother is not fertile, that means she is not humble, or she is not, let us say, fertile heart, a fertile land, then there is, when you put the seed, there is no reaction. And the speaker or the father should be very potent. Otherwise, he may try thousands of times, not even one child will be born. Why? because there is no potency. And even if there is a child, he will be like him. He will never become a devotee. Because the father as son, it is said. All this, except for Hiranyakashipu, who gave birth to child, Prahlad. Nobody has given birth to a pure devotee like Prahlad, even if he is Hiranyakashipu. See, अगर वो होता तो रावण के जीवन में भी ऐसा होना चाहिए. रावण का पुत्र जो मेघनाथ या इंद्रजीत अक्षय कुमार तीन पुत्र थे. So all of them were, you know, number one rascals. All three of them. Why? But that happened only because Lord wanted it like that. Narad Muni was preaching to Kayadhu. So because of Narad Muni he became devotee, not because Hiranyakashipu gave birth to him. Of course, Ravana gave birth to three sons, but if Narad Muni would have come there and spoken to them, maybe they would have become devotees. We don't know. But of course, Narad Muni never came there, so therefore they remained rascals. So therefore, even if somebody, a person who is not qualified to speak, when he speaks, yatha guru tatha shishya, jaise guru rahenge aise shishya paida honge, jaise ravan tha aise kumbhakarna, aise ye akshay meghnath indrajit aage. And they were so audacious, they were blaspheming kumbhakarna. Sorry, Vibhishan. Although Vibhishan is the servant of Lord Ram, and they were blaspheming his own uncle. And Duryodhan, just look at Duryodhan. He was the son of Dhritarashtra. And what was he doing? He was blaspheming his own uncle, Vidura. He was telling him that he was the son of a kept mistress. It's a very abominable speech. He did that. Dhritarashtra could never give birth to a person like Yudhishthira or Arjuna or anybody. He could not. So therefore, it is very important that whom we hear from. Should hear from somebody who is connected with Guru Shishya Parampara and his character. It's very important. So therefore, from today's verse we understand whom should we hear from. Sutta Goswami, because he is very humble. Only after being requested, you are acquainted to the knowledge of Vyasadeva. He has studied the scripture, he has understood, because he has heard from his spiritual master. And he has done all the services. Only when he speaks. So hearing, therefore, Krishna has given us 2 ears and 1 mouth. What is the indication? So if you are given 10 lectures, that means you should hear 20 lectures. 20 lectures sunne ek baar 10 lecture bolo. That is then you are qualified. So are you ready to sit and hear 20 lectures? And if you are not ready to do that, then you should keep your mouth shut. Because you are not qualified. So therefore, this is very, look at a person, Krishna has given 2 ears and 1 mouth. So what if Krishna had given 2 mouths and 1 ear? So already itna kuch ho raha hai. So it would be double. So therefore, hearing the knowledge, we should hear sufficiently. Then you digest that, then it comes out in the form of speech. Then that will help others. Otherwise, it will only create utpat. Utpat means unnecessary disturbance. Hare Krishna. Sorry, I took a long time. Hare Krishna. So we'll end the class here. Because it's already 9 o'clock. Unless anybody has any question, they can come in personally.